Listening to
the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder.
Yes, you are. It's and there's no getting away from it. You can't stop it. It's going to happen. So you might as well get used to it.
Don't get away from it. Come closer.
I'm your captain.
Get closer.
My name is Graham.
I am your dead end. His name is Doug.
Nice one. Nicely put. And this is the first time that we have been recording, broadcasting.
We're physically in the same room right now.
Our radio show.
For the first time in 2 years.
Since 2020. Maybe even 2019.
No, it was 2020.
You think we did some... Some shows together in the
February of 2020. People were still pretending like coronavirus was an isolated thing in China.
Wow, here we are, but we're not at the radio station.
Not yet. We'll get there.
We're at the secret location.
Exactly.
The cyberpunk bunker. The cyber bunker.
Stop that. It's good.
I think I just made something up.
The cyber bunker.
Okay. Tonight's show is pretty cool.
Yes.
Based largely on tracks that an old friend of mine, Alexi Goddard in Toronto, has been sending me over the past little while. We're going to hear on the show from some rare vinyl rips that Alexi's done and some cassettes. A lot of live material, mostly Canadian content with some Americans recorded live in Canada. At least.
That counts.
Does that count?
That's
by
Maple.
A Canadian.
Maple. It's like, yeah, musician, artist, produced.
Cool. License. This is the Walnut Kids from Montreal, 2010. I can't stand them.
Thank you.
All right, here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is 27th Hour. I'm the captain. This is Doug.
I'm the dead end.
Yeah. I'm the Graham.
That was a good track. Yeah. That was a good track.
That was Sucker Punch, a Toronto band from the mid-90s with a track called I Just Can't, which was from their first of two demos that they did in 1990. The singer, Christopher Dingen, there would have been 19 years old, and his brother Sean on drums, 21. Young.
The golden, golden age.
And great. They put out one great album called Carols from the Canyon, which I play on the show from time to time. Yep. Well, it's like
my mic.
Okay. The magic of radio.
See, Graham's going off mic, so I'm just moving his microphone so he could look at me. Every time you're looking at me, you go quiet.
Wait. Well, I'm trying to look over here. Look, maybe I should look in one place. Yeah. Hey, everybody. This is Good Looking Radio.
We're not accustomed to this now. We've been staring at our computers the entire time. Now we're in person. Right. We don't know where to look.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's going through that, too. Have you noticed? I've noticed this. Maybe some of our listeners have as well, that when you go to buy things in stores, the cashier just says, okay, will that be cash or credit? Or, you know, how are you going to pay? You go do it. And they never tell you how much it is. They just it's assumed that you do the transaction.
Oh, that's interesting.
I've noticed it's been a trend. You know, I kind of wait for them to tell me how much the price is.
That's true. They don't really do that anymore. Yeah. Actually, I was out in Trombeau recently last week, and we stopped at this like supposed to be like a grocery store, but kind of a fancy thing, you know, Trombeau and that, and. They ring you up, but she has like a sort of iPad, and that's already a bad sign if you're buying something. They're ringing up on the iPad. You know, it's not a good time. Yeah. It's not going to be cheap. But she has her little iPad, and then they just have like the little thing that you can tap. And she never said how much it was.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see either.
That's right.
And it's not like when you pay with like a normal interact thing, it does like say like this is the amount.
Yeah. We should get somebody on this. It's rude, I find, you know, to bring out. I'm channeling Danny Finkelman now. This is like the height of rudeness. Won't somebody do something? That's for the old
good CBC reference. Yes. There. But we'll be. My parents love that show. They'd be happy to hear that. Well, I have a little bit of time left here, so we'll just quickly transition from Finkelman's 45s back to the 27th Hour.
Good. And,
what do we have here? We have, oh my goodness, I didn't take notes, but we have The Advocate. Who is that by? I think that's by the, I don't recall actually. I'm going to have to come back to you on that. But
Al Pacino in that movie?
Yeah, it's not the movie, it's the song. But then after that, we have The Dry Heaves.
Nice.
With I Can't Puke, well, it's Canadian content, and Low Life from Winnipeg, Thinking Naturally, and then White Lung. And then we have a trio of songs from Montreal that are all connected, which I'll explain after we listen to them. So here's The Advocate by... I'll come back to you on that.
Let's rock.
Let's rock indeed.
I'm
fire with a sweat on my knees, and now my face is gone clear. Feeling queasy, the room starts spinning, and the floor becomes a ceiling. Regurgitation, solution to this feeling. I'll take a little stroll, and now over to the loo. I said I got the dry heaves, I can't puke, so just leave me alone. Dollar in the old juke, it's another shitty number. I still can't puke, said all I wanna do is have a healthy spew. Now the quarter in the juke arrives, so I can puke, so I got to hate you now, babe, before I leave. Even though it seems remote, I stick three fingers down my throat. I've become,
I didn't cuss it,
put a chin. Be awake, standing on your toes, when your patch up supplies on you through your nose, and when the toilet overflows, fill up the sink, and when your mom and I should finish, you get another drink. Now play my favorite song, C7 on that juke, and now I feel like I'm in heaven, baby.
To the person I want to see.
But sir, there only is one problem that first involves you, made.
You all think I'm crazy. There's only one thing that I see. When there's no one else I can trust,
I think naturally.
there cool. you have it.
Yeah.
The Subsistench Sewer Punk.
Very nice.
Out of Montreal. Full disclosure, that was one of my bands. I was not singing that song.
You should be proud of
playing
that
guitar.
Having been your band.
Yeah. No, I like that band a lot. That's why I play it. And it's related to the set list because the band before we heard was Dead Wife. And Ashley, who played in bass in Dead Wife, was playing bass in Subsistence. And Matt, the singer of The Nodes, which came up before it was Shut Up, he was playing drums in Subsistence.
Cool.
And both of them are still playing. Ashley plays in Puffer. And Matt just played the Noise Now Borders Festival with Hysteric Polemics.
Okay.
I hope I'm getting their name right. He's probably still in town right now.
Fantastic.
What's up, man? Before that, we heard White Lung with Deadbeat Sun. And then for that, Low Life Thinking Naturally out of Winnipeg, the Dry Heaves with I Can't Puke. And
that's great. What a great track.
Personality Crisis was the band. They performed The Advocate, the song I can't remember before.
All right.
And Personality Crisis, also from Winnipeg. And that was like the later members of Low Life. Later formed Personality Crisis.
So that was a whole string there, man.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And then before you start, because
yeah.
I can tell you're eager, but...
No, please.
One of the members of Personality Crisis like got into the music industry and I think even played guitar with Guns N' Roses.
No, she's
on a Guns N' Roses album.
Oh, my God.
So, go Winnipeg. Go Montreal. Go Graham.
Here I am. So you want me to leave? You telling me to go?
That's not what I meant.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm kicking Graham out of the basement.
I'm being an asshole. It's coming up. We got a, kind of a live set, which I've strung together from a bunch of live recordings that Alexi has made and sent to me. Again, it's...
Bootlegs.
I think they knew he was... There, a lot of them from videos, so he was, like, set up with his camera and stuff. And
nice.
Sort of, you know, underground shows-ish and kind of DIY kind of stuff. Well, first, we're going to hear from Bush League with Skull Crusher from 2005, live at To Be Seen. The drummer was in Teen Crud Combo and other bands, and the guitarist was in an early version of Head. You remember them with the two H's? Nope.
No.
And the other guitarist, Alexi, sorry.
Did they become the Headstones?
I don't think so. They're kind of a 90s Canadian band. And one of the other guitarists, Alexi, says, threw serious parties around town. I prefer entertaining parties rather than serious parties to be...
Depends how serious serious is. Because
what the mean? Yeah, anyways, I guess he means like crazy... Crazy jam out parties.
We're
going to hear from the Night Terrors and from Plastic Crime Wave Sound in this set of live stuff recorded by Alexi Godard of Toronto.
Nice.
Yeah. this song's about working in the factory, and I'm really fucking sorry because it sucks. God, I am not at the fucking factory today.
We haven't tried Toronto hard drugs yet. That's some shit for sale back there. Thanks to Albatross, Residual Echoes, and all those earlier cretins. Sorry if I'm messing with the mic, man. I hate these things.
Thank you.
shockwave rider for shits and giggles, as we say in the States.
Nice one. Yay, good for you, Doug.
That wasn't me. No, that was on the recording.
It's about 11:38 on CKUT 90.3 FM here on the second. Wait, how many hours?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 27th hour.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a fun set. That was a bunch of live stuff. Bush League from... I got my notes here, but I forgot my glasses. Okay. Bush League. In Toronto, I think. Skull Crusher, live at To Be Seen. The Night Terrors from Milwaukee, live at the Bagel in 2006 with the song Factory. And, oh, that helps. Now the lights are on.
Yes, but this is like the daylight lights.
Wow.
I try to keep them off at night.
Hmm. It helps to see. Plastic Crime Wave Sound, we just heard with Shockwave Rider, live in Toronto. at 751 Queen Street West in 2009. Those guys are from Chicago. And Plastic Crime Wave is the alternate name that their singer and guitarist takes. His real name is Steve Krakow.
He goes by Plastic Crime Wave?
Yeah. Yeah, and his bandmates have interesting names as well, which I should have written down.
It's interesting because actually the whole, we listened to Subsistence earlier, my other band, and the whole thing was sewer punk, but also like focused on plastic.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a concept in popular culture.
Plastic.
Yeah. And, you know, I worked with plastics for a long time, still kind of do. Fiberglass is a resin plastic and all that. So, but more about plastic people and like plastification. And it's an interesting...
Did you ever go see that Bodies exhibition where they plastified people's bodies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty freaky. I saw it. I saw it for my 30th birthday. That's when I asked my parents, can we go see... That's what I want to go
Wasn't
see.
Wasn't it like a little bit sketchy though? Because there was like a lot of like people that they felt came from like Chinese prisons.
Possibly. There were fraudulent versions. And the one that I saw at the Ontario Science Center made great pains to say that we are not, you know, everything's totally cool.
All but, of the dead people here consented to being exposed this way.
What was funny was that like that's what I wanted to do for my birthday. And my dad, who is a physician, didn't want to.
Well,
it was like I thought that would be something
holiday.
Really cool. That you, yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But he went anyways, and he actually really enjoyed it.
Nice.
He enjoyed going like, see, look, you're smoking. This is what your lungs are going to look like. Oh, look, this is what your great-grandmother died of. It was really charming. It was, love
nice
you, Dad.
Attitude.
I love my dad.
Yes. So we have coming up some more Canadian content. We have Montreal's own CPC Gangbangs.
Oh, yes.
With Suicide Ride. We have DOA with Smash the State. And then straight out of Newfoundland and Labrador, Da Slime with I'm a Piss-Eyed Sleazoid.
Awesome.
Followed by Demon's Claws, performing Demon's Claws. Whoa.
Stick around. There's lots more after that, too.
Yes.
We'll be right back. brain. The pigs are witty. You're not on your own. You're not alone. We've got the numbers. Oh, what you gonna do with your head in the news? Oh, shit! Tanks are coming, and you are running to the last street. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. You can take a chance. Oh, what you gonna do with your head in the news? I don't know.
That was the Demon's Claws performing Demon's Claws.
Very nice.
Yeah. Before that, some lo-fi out of Newfoundland, Labrador, The Slime, and the other songs, which I think I already told you. So we were kind of reflecting on the state of music today and how there's just so much recorded music and what it would look like if, in order to hear music, it had to be musicians playing it for you.
Yeah, and I suggested that would probably look like it about 1850.
Yeah.
Basically.
But it could be a very different picture.
More people would be musicians.
There would be more musicians. You'd see... Well, but at the same time, there's a lot of musicians still.
More people knew music, like amateur, hobbyist musicians. You know, oh, yeah. I can. What songs can you play on the piano, Uncle Frederick? Fuck. Oh, I can play Bicycle Bill for Two. Oh, well, let's hear it then.
Yeah.
This is the scene that I'm conjuring for you. And then
Graham's ancestors then, come from the UK, in case you couldn't get guessed by the accents.
Oh, God.
But that would be interesting, like, if in order to hear music, somebody actually had to physically be able to play an instrument.
Yeah. It would be like most of human history, basically.
Yeah. One wonders. But then again, electrification has brought us so many beautiful things, yeah, along with recording.
You and I will never be able to know
how to play music.
What it will be like to only be able to listen to music that's live. Because we've had recording music our entire lifetimes.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
And in a way, would the punk movement even have happened without recorded music?
In a different way, perhaps.
But probably not, because it required... It took those records to travel around to open people's eyes.
But the bards of medieval Europe were traveling around, and they were bringing various songs and rhymes, and some of them quite bawdy, I might add.
Yeah. Well, but it's true that some bands would tour, but that
fomenting was... Fomenting revolution and free thinking.
That's what music is supposed to do, no?
Yeah, I agree.
When it's done right, anyways.
Coming up in this last set, we got mysterious band Guitar Army, whom I remember playing around Toronto in the late 90s. This is from their 1996 cassette. It's very difficult to find any information about them online. The song's called Guitar Revolution. And
but there's no guitars in the band.
There's many guitars, in fact.
Only bass.
Alexi describes them as being having been raucous live. There's an MC5 book called Guitar Army, written by John Sinclair, so maybe that's the reference. You'll get it when you hear it. And our big finish is The Government, off of the Electric Eye LP from 1979, which was kind of like a live recording of a multimedia performance that they did at the Music Gallery. So you hear some video clips in here, and this song is called The Fumigators. With Andrew James Patterson and Michael Hollingsworth making some art together. But first, here's Guitar Army. Let's rock and roll on CKUT.
Yeah. coming any minute now. So I have to, so it won't be true. It's always nice to stay away from the stench for at least a couple of hours. I don't know where I'm gonna go out walking. Perhaps I'm gonna visit some of my old friends.
Thank you for listening to the 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror and Disorder. It's Monday night.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.